This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
So Litchfield is set to kick it away as the Comets will get the football to start here tonight. It'll be Drew Hartzell to put his foot to it. It's a kickoff going to be fielded on the run at the 25. Big head of steam by Matt Kalaus, and he is out across the 40, close to the 45. And that's where the Greenville Comets will start. First and 10 with their quarterback, Will Hartinger. He's a junior. The running backs, Logan Dahl and Hunter Matthews. The wideout is Isaac Green. On the line, you will have James Corbis, Gavin Lynx, Clayton Daneman, Gavin Hurd, and Trevor Drannan. Also split out wide, Drew Fry and Hunter Gray. Drew Fry, finally a senior. He's a young man. We've been calling his name for a long, long time in the Comet uniform. So Hartinger will work from shotgun as Litchfield crowds the line of scrimmage. Just one safety about 10 yards off the line. A motion to an empty backfield. Hartinger going to throw deep. Has a man. It is caught. At the 30, at the 20, at the 10, at the 5. It is a touchdown. Perfectly thrown in stride. The catch was made by Isaac Green. And just like that, a 56-yard touchdown on the game's first play.
So that comes pass, Tim. Perfect pass. And let's face it, no team really stops too many of those that deep, but tough way for Litchfield to start off.
Well, that, in a lot of ways, is kind of a vintage Greenville play over the years. We've seen them during that dominant run, Carl. It didn't matter who they were playing or where they started. They could score in one play better than anybody back in the day.
Oh, no doubt about it.
So a 56-yard touchdown on the game's first play. Now on for the point after is Brian Prater. His kick is low, but it is high enough, and it is right down central with 13 seconds gone by in the opening quarter. Greenville strikes with a 56-yard touchdown from Hartinger to Green. Extra point good. Greenville leads Litchfield 7-0. Back with the Comet kickoff following these messages on WSMI. So the Comet's now set to kick it away as Cameron Gaffner has it teed up at the 40. He will drive it down the far side of the field. It's hauled in there by Alex Fisher at the 30-35. And Fisher dives across the 35. They will give him the 36-yard line, I do believe. And that's where Litchfield will start. First and 10 with their quarterback, Clayton Walsh. He's a junior. Freshman running back Drew Hartzell along with Hunter Niemann. He's a junior. Now, Hunter started the year as an offensive lineman, Carl. He's been moved to running back here in week 5. Chase Dealey is a wideout, a junior. Alex Fisher, you just heard his name. He's a wideout as a senior. And Nathan White, the tight end, is a senior. Got a freshman on the line. That's Blake Balestri. He's the center. Guard Austin DeWitt's a junior. Dylan Maxwell, the other guard's a junior. Aaron Bunch, a tackle, a junior. And Dustin Terrell, a senior tackle for Litchfield. As Walsh going to throw it out in the flat. The catch is made and then stuck and driven back right away. The catch was made that time by Fisher, and that's going to be a gain of 1 yard line, or excuse me, a gain of one out to the 37-yard line. And that's one of those plays, Carl, you were talking about. It looked like there was really some nice yardage there and gained one.
Absolutely. That's what I was just going to comment on, too. It looks like, well, oh, gee, yeah, nice gain on the first down, 1 yard.
It was, I mean, a perfectly thrown football that time from Clayton Walsh, but Fisher was out in space, and he was just stood up immediately on the catch. The line for Litchfield is small. 3 200-pounders, a 216-pounder, and a 236-pounder. Now Litchfield moves before the snap, and that's going to cost them 5 yards as there was multiple Purple Panthers in motion pre-snap there.
I'm not sure the Comet didn't hit the Panther first.
Oh, they did, Carl. You're right. Litchfield's going to get a free 5 yards here. That's going to move the football out to the 42 as Greenville jumped off sides. And, Carl, there's always sorts of interesting things at Greenville. The ref is mic'd up, and once again, they've got the digital down marker on the far side of the field, an LED down marker.
And I don't even know, did we mention how beautiful this field is here at Greenville?
Luscious.
Luscious green.
Walsh from shotgun. Uh-oh, busted play. Wanted to hand it off. Nothing there. He's going to throw deep now. Oh, incomplete. And a flag comes out. That's going to be pass interference. Nathan White was the intended target down there, and Carl, I'm going to tell you what, Clayton Walsh looks more comfortable tonight than we saw him in week three against Carlinville.
Well, usually he was throwing on the run, and I think, you know, you get that happy feet after you get hit a few times. Well, there, he just stood back and threw a perfect pass without the interference. It's right on target.
So with the pass interference call, it's going to give Litchfield the first down as they will step off the penalty from the 42-yard line, and Litchfield is going to move into Greenville territory. Down to the Comet 40.
Ball is moved to the Greenville 43-yard line.
Officially, they'll call it the 43. Back-to-back penalties on Greenville, and that will not make Todd Hutchinson happy. He's standing hands on hips, and that would be the concern for Litchfield opponents this year, Carl, that mentally they are not prepared and they just sort of take the night off, so to speak. Can Litchfield take advantage? First and 10 at the Greenville 43. Walsh from shotgun has time. He throws out in the flat, incomplete. That one just a little bit out of the reach that time of a diving Nathan White. It'll be second down and 10. Walsh getting time to throw, though, which is certainly an improvement the last time we saw Litchfield. It's got to be so hard for these kids, Carl, to stay positive. And certainly, as we've talked to Tom Priddle throughout the year, it's all, you know, he tries to drive home. This is a learning experience. You know, you can't get caught up in looking at the scoreboard, thinking about the results. But at the end of the day, you're a human being. It's
absolutely.
Three receivers come to the right side of the formation for Litchfield. Walsh from gun. He's going to run option. Pitch is late, and Greenville is ready for it. Four blue shirts wrap it up and drive it back. Forward progress will have it stopped at about the 47-yard line. That'll be a loss of four. In that option there, there was really nothing there. Walsh pitched it, but if he had not pitched it, the result of the play was going to be the same. Greenville had it covered well. It'll be third and 14 with 10 minutes to play in the opening quarter. 7-0 Greenville. They scored on their first offensive play. It was a 56-yard touchdown from Harnischer to Green. Four receiver set for Litchfield. Walsh from shotgun. Has pressure this time, and he is going to be in trouble. He will tuck, try to run. He will throw downfield and incomplete as he winds up on his backside, as he had no receiver in the area, but he was out of the pocket. And it'll bring up fourth down. After a couple of penalties, had Litchfield first and 10 at the Greenville 43. A couple of negative plays has the Panthers behind the chains, fourth and 14. Ball spotted right now at the 47-yard line of Greenville, actually closer to the 48. See what the Panthers and Tom Priddle want to do here. Clock stop, 9:27 for the opening quarter. Litchfield looks like they're in an offensive formation here, and quite honestly, Carl,
why not?
Absolutely. What do you have to lose
midfield
if you're Litchfield? On the plus side of the field, Walsh has pressure, going to throw over the middle, incomplete. A flag comes out. I think Greenville roughed Clayton Walsh. And on fourth and 14, that will not make the Comet coaching staff happy at all. It'll be the third penalty on the Comets of the drive, and this one's going to keep it alive on fourth down. It is roughing the passer on Greenville. And, Carl, that was another nice throw, though, from Clayton Walsh. That ball was almost complete for a first down yardage over the middle.
He did get it to the area where his receiver was. It was just a little low for him.
Three penalties on the drive for Greenville, and Carl, that has all the signs of a team that just mentally wasn't ready to go tonight. Moves the football inside the 35. They will mark it at the 33. Litchfield's ran four plays. Greenville's committed three penalties. Walsh from shotgun has time, throws out in the flat. It is caught. Turning up the field and getting down to the 30-yard line that time. I think that was Hartzell on the catch. And the freshman that time, Carl, lowered his shoulder and created the contact that time. He's a 5'4", 160-pound freshman, is Drew Hartzell. 8 minutes, 55 seconds for the opening quarter. Jennifer Graham's going to have a WSMI game break for us following this Litchfield snap. It is second and 6. Ball at the Greenville 29-yard line as Litchfield breaks the huddle. Walsh from shotgun. Three receivers to the right. Hartzell is the lone tailback. Shotgun snap was high. Walsh hauls it in. He's going to throw out in the flat, and it is incomplete. It'll bring up third and six. Let's go to Jennifer Graham with the WSMI game break.
Pass is incomplete. Brings up a third and six for Litchfield.
Jennifer, thank you very much. As Litchfield facing third and six at the Greenville 29, 8:32 for the opening quarter. And Carl, if that throw was a little more on point for Walsh, his receiver had created space over there on that far sideline.
Well, there he was being pressured a little bit. And the game wears on a lot of times. That seems to be the problem. Just get happy feet. Had you been sacked a few times or chased a few times, it gets hard to set and throw.
Litchfield offense, though, looking better to start this game on their opening drive. Walsh is flushed out of the pocket. He is in trouble. He's just going to throw this one away on the far sideline. Another flag comes out. Boy, is this going to be on Greenville again? Their defensive back, Mason Johnson, has his hands pointed to the sky. That's the old, what, me?
Yeah.
I didn't do anything. The question is, was the ball catchable?
So, I guess if you, holding would still be a penalty.
Defensive holding. The fourth penalty against Greenville on this opening drive. And, Carl, that has Litchfield all the way down nearing the Severs equipment red zone. They're going to step off the holding penalty from the 29-yard line, and Litchfield will enter the Severs Equipment red zone. Score big with Case IH at Severs Equipment online at SeversEquipment.com. The ball will be spotted at the 19. How about this?
How about this? Well, three straight first downs all via the penalty.
Walsh from shotgun. Litchfield might have been moving at the snap. They didn't call it. They will run off right tackle, and Hunter Neiman, not much there. He got back to the line of scrimmage and nothing more. Seven plays on the drive, but as Carl said, kept alive three separate times by Greenville penalties. 8 minutes for the opening quarter. It is 7-0 Comets. They scored on the game's first offensive snap, a 56-yard touchdown from Will Harnacher to Isaac Green, but the defense for the Comets has been shooting themselves in the foot. And they're going to get a stern talking to no matter how this drive ends, Carl, when they get over to the sideline.
With those type of penalties, you bet they are.
Walsh will work from shotgun, second and 10 at the Greenville 19. They will hand it in around to Neiman. Makes one guy miss, but not the second, as he's going to be thrown for a loss. Good pursuit that time as the stop made by Matt Kalaus. And it's going to be third down, lost close to five, back to about the 25. He'll mark it at the 24 and will be a loss of five. Third and 15 for Litchfield. They've been here before, Carl.
Found ways. Bottom line, they're negative nine rushing and five passing. So they're in the hole offensively, but have gotten three first downs with penalties.
Four total penalties against Greenville on the drive. Can Litchfield make something happen here? Third and 15 at the Comet 24. Walsh from shotgun and all sorts of movement.
Boy.
Pre-snap.
Who moved first this time?
And it's Litchfield. You see the pre-snap signal there. The preliminary signal, I should say. It'll be a false start. I think it was the wideout out there. Chase Dealey got moving before the snap, so that's going to move the football back to the Greenville 29. Beautiful night for football here in week five, and Carl, it's amazing what a difference 24 hours makes. It was basically 100 degrees yesterday.
Heat index, absolutely. Ooh,
very pleasant here tonight. Remember last week, it was a hot, humid, kind of sticky, muggy night.
Stayed warm all night, yep.
This is a perfect night for football here in Greenville. Litchfield facing third and 20 at the Greenville 29. Walsh from shotgun. Oh, the shotgun snap is high and over Clayton's head. And the ball is loose. He tried to fall on top. He couldn't. Now the Comets will crawl on it inside the Litchfield 45 at the 44. Ryan Prater got on top of that football as the shotgun snap was high over the head of Walsh. And Carl, Clayton did what you're taught to do. He didn't try to pick it up and make a play. He just tried to fall on top of the football. But that darn oblong ball just squirted free.
That's what it's famous for, not going where you think.
So after four penalties on Greenville, they eventually get the turnover. Litchfield kept the ball for nine plays, but nothing to show for it. Now the Comet offense back on the field. Harnisher has a four receiver set. They will hand it off, running left. All sorts of yardage and green grass for the Hunter Matthews, and he's going to be down inside of the 20, and Greenville into the Seavers Equipment Red Zone. Score big with Kubota in Auburn and Jerseyville. Online at SeaversEquipment.com. The ball spotted at the 15, a gain of 31. They'll give Matthews again, straight up the gut, just weaves his way right through for a touchdown. Very well blocked by the Comets as Matthews was untouched for the 15-yard touchdown. So two plays, 44 yards, all on the ground with Hunter Matthews, and a Greenville touchdown at the 6:12 mark of the opening quarter. So an 8-second drive and a 20-second scoring drive for the Greenville Comets. They have ran three total plays and have two touchdowns.
Now is set up for the extra point kick. Crater in for the move.
Be a 15-yard touchdown for Hunter Matthews as Prater on for the extra point try. Snap back, hold down. Prater's kick is up low again, but high enough to sneak over the crossbar. And with 6 minutes and 12 seconds to play in the opening quarter, the Greenville Comets lead the Litchfield Purple Panthers 14-0. You're listening to South Central Conference Football on WSMI. All right, Jennifer, thank you very much. It's also 14-0 here in Greenville as the Comets lead Litchfield. The Greenville kickoff is away, off the hands of Fisher, now off the knee of a Litchfield up man, and the ball is loose. Did the Panthers get on top of it? I believe they did. 6:08 for the opening quarter. Carl, even though the first Litchfield offensive drive ended in a fumble and there were multiple Greenville penalties, I thought Litchfield's offense, from what we saw against Carlinville in week three, they looked better.
Well, like I say, you got to give credit to the pass interference penalty because he's throwing to a target, and it's on target until his receiver gets knocked down. So that's really, even though it's a penalty, now Greenville could take blame for that one holding because that ball was not going to be caught, and he shouldn't have grabbed him.
Walsh hands it off and nothing doing as Greenville shuts that down immediately. Hartzell on the carry. He's going to lose yardage. Back inside the 25 at the 23, a loss of four. And that's been consistent for Litchfield this year, Carl. They just, with the lack of size they have on that offensive line, it is just hard to block some of these big, strong guys in the South Central Conference.
Right. When we go in the football game and week after week you haven't had a running game that moves the ball forward, you know, they're lucky to back the line of scrimmage. Seems like it's a good play sometimes, and that's not a good sign.
Walsh again from shotgun. He's going to throw a quick hitter out in the left flat. Catch is made. And short gain out across the 25 to about the 26. A pickup of three. As let's see, the catch was made over there on the far side of the field. I think it was Fisher on the catch. No, Nathan White on the catch.
Nathan White, yeah. His first catch.
It's going to be third and long for Litchfield. 11 yards to go. Ball spotted at their own 26-yard line.
Yeah, Walsh has looked good. He's made completions, and he's thrown on target. And then other times he's just had to run and throw it away, save his own life.
No matter the quarterback, if you don't have time to set your feet and survey the field, it's not going to end well. Walsh will fake the handoff one way, try to go back the other way. The timing was off, and now he is snowed under back inside the 25 at the 23. It'll be a loss of three. And, Carl, that play was all about the timing, and the timing was off.
It was a fake, I believe, and it was designed for him to spin around to the other receiver, running back, but he's already passed him, so timing was not there.
4:15 for the first quarter. Much better defensive sequence that time for the Greenville Comets, as Litchfield's going to have to punt it away.
And, you know, those quick passes, they've been completed, but they just haven't gotten any space after they've caught the ball. That's really probably their best option, is a quick, fast pass.
Nice booming punt. Going to be fielded by Drew Fry inside his own 45. And he will get a nice block far side of the field, and he returns it back into Litchfield territory.
Drew Fry with the punt return.
And let's go back to Jennifer Graham in our WSMI studios for a game break. Thank you, Jennifer. Austin DeWitt got off a really nice punt, but Drew Fry's return all the way back to the Litchfield 36-yard line. And now we've got whistles before the snap. Oh, the scoreboard's gone out in the east end zone. That's never good. The play clock is on. The scoreboard, though, is not. So we'll see if we can get that sorted out. Carl, the special teams in a lot of ways become like offensive line blocking. When you don't have the size to get off the blocks, it is just hard to limit returns.
Well, absolutely. And you remember numbers of Litchfield. Everybody's playing both ways and special teams, a lot of them. So they don't have that little extra get up and go when it comes to just running down the field.
All right, we're back on.
Want to remind people that Hillsborough Gillespie coming up next here on WSMI FM 106. Of course, streaming online at WSMIRadio.com. The scoreboard is back on, so we are set for play. 3:46 for the opening quarter. Greenville first and 10 at the Litchfield 36. Oh, they hand off to Matthews. He runs left, and he is down inside the 30 at the 25-yard line. A gain of 11 yards as Harnischer ran out the fake that time. 3:39 for the opening quarter. Harnischer will work from shotgun. Four receiver set. He will hand it off. Ball carrier this time is Hunter Matthews. And Matthews takes a gain inside of the 15 down to the 14. That is a gain of 11 yards. Another first down for the Greenville Comets. Clock will stop as they move the chains. Greenville to the line quickly. Harnischer has the Comets ready to roll. Snap away. He will hand to Matthews again. Makes a man miss in the backfield. Full head of steam inside the 10. Spins away from the tackle and is into the end zone for the touchdown. Litchfield had two chances at Matthews that time, but Hunter juked one man, spun away from the other. Hunter's second touchdown of the night. This one a 14-yarder at the 3:10 mark of the opening quarter. That makes it 20-0 Greenville with Prater's extra point pending.
And quickly, Hunter Matthews has picked up 84 total yards in just five carries, two of them touchdowns.
The first touchdown was one play. The second touchdown, two plays. This one, three plays. Prater on for the try. Snap back, hold down. Prater's kick, again low, sneaks it through the left upright. And with 3:10 to play in the opening quarter, Greenville leads Litchfield 21-0. You're listening to High School Football on WSMI. Thank you very much, Jennifer. The Greenville kick is away, picked up off the ground by Alex Fisher. And Alex gets a nice run back, then takes a big-time shot out across the 30 at the 33-yard line. He was able to get a full head of steam there, Carl, and that's about the most open space we've seen a Purple Panther in, certainly in this game.
Yeah, period. He had a nice lane, just couldn't quite get all the way around to the edge and get around it.
Greenville went back into the receivers recruitment in red zone before that last Matthews touchdown. You can mow like a pro with Xmark. Score big at Seavers online at SeaversEquipment.com. Walsh from shotgun. He is flush to his left. He is in trouble. Gets away from one man. Rolling. Throwing and incomplete, looking for Fisher out around midfield. That was good elusiveness that time from Clayton Walsh. He looked like he was going to be sacked, Carl, back inside the 25.
Oh, yeah. Walsh has looked good in this game, Tim. Like I say, if he had time, you'd like to see him. His quarterback ability, he doesn't get much time, and, of course, that doesn't give the receivers much time to get open either.
Walsh, the junior, 5'10", 150 pounds. Ball spotted at the 33-yard line, 2nd and 10 for Litchfield, 2:55 for the opening quarter. Greenville committed four penalties on Litchfield's first drive before the Panthers fumbled it away on a high snap. Walsh throws in the flat. That one was off target, looking for Alex Fisher. Had some pressure right in his face that time. It'll be 3rd and 10. Fighting Illini football for you tonight as they are underway with the pregame show on WAOX 105.3. The Ox. Illinois begins Big Ten play, hosting number 10 Penn State. I just always kind of chuckle, Carl, whenever Illinois plays on a Friday.
Seems odd, don't it?
See more of it now. A lot of it has to do with television. Three. Check that. Third and 10, 2:50 to play. Walsh going deep, and it is intercepted by Isaac Green back inside the 35. Now he's going to run back. He's going to look for a block. Got it. A flag comes out late. We got a Litchfield kid down with grasping his left leg as Green going to get out across the 40 to the 42. The injured Panther is Blake Balestri. He's to his feet now, but he is limping, and he's going to try to make it to the sideline. The official is going to say, hold on right there, young man, as Blake grabbing the back of his left knee. Blake, just a freshman, as the trainers will get it out to him immediately. The flag is in the area where Balestri is injured, Carl. I don't know if that has anything to do with what right. happened or not, but Blake is in a bunch of pain grasping at that left leg. Let's wait for the signal on the penalty. We'll get that right now. It's going to be an illegal block on Greenville, and I bet that has exactly everything to do with Blake Balestri's injury right now, a low shot block, so to speak. And that's going to be a penalty after the interception, so the pick will stand. They will enforce the penalty yardage from the end of the run back, but you certainly hope and pray that Blake Balestri is okay. And, Carl, this is what I am concerned with about Litchfield this year is you've got so many freshmen, and to just be candid, a lot of times, well, not a lot of times, I say every time, freshmen's bodies aren't ready for this type of pounding.
They're more ready for freshman on freshman
right.
football because, well, basketball, different sport. You can be a little skinny and a good athlete and play basketball, but you don't get the physical toughness until about late sophomore, junior year. And it's really tough when you're a freshman.
We saw the freshman game last week between Carlinville and Pena, and it was just night and day just from the speed, the size, just everything about the freshman game, obviously different than the varsity game. But when you get a bunch of freshmen out on a varsity field, it can turn dangerous. And that was what South Mac ultimately led to their decision was that most of their players that they had left healthy were freshmen and sophomores.
And so that's a little scary. Like I say, sophomores rarely are ready. But that's about the earliest you see in a football on a varsity team that you'll see occasional sophomore, but not too many freshmen hardly ever make it or start, especially. And here in Litchfield's case, they play some of them both ways.
Balestri needs the assistance of two coaches, and he's still not off the field. He is putting no weight on that left leg, and that certainly does not look good at all for the freshman, Blake Balestri. And, Carl, we talked about so many kids for Litchfield are two-way starters. The freshman Balestri is one of them on the offensive line and the defensive line.
He does have some size, Tim, but, he's just not physically able to use all that size yet because he's just a freshman.
So after the interception by Isaac Green and the penalty on the low block, the Comets start at their own 27-yard line. They throw it back to Drew Fry. Makes three different Panthers miss. Come all the way across the field. Still on his feet. Has a first down. Tight ropes the sideline. Now he cuts it back, and he's going to score. Wow. He's into the Seamers Equipment red zone, and he is gone. My goodness. That was a little wide receiver screen to the left, Carl. He worked all the way back to the right, and I think he made all 11 Panthers miss at one point or another. That was an impressive touchdown run from Drew Fry. A one-play score after the interception. That'll be a 77-yard touchdown.
My, oh my. Well, a lot of the Panthers had a chance at him, Tim. And, well, in fact, they probably missed him a couple times. He started on one side of the field, ends up reversing his field, and just gets around the entire team again.
A 73-yard touchdown from Harnischer to Fry, but Fry did all the work there. Prater's extra point is blocked. He'd been flirting with that night long.
Some of those kicks were probably not more than a yard above the goalposts, but he's been lining them through.
Litchfield got to that one. 2:10 for the first quarter. Greenville 27, Litchfield nothing. We'll come back with the Comet kickoff following these messages on WSMI. All right, thank you very much, Jennifer, as Greenville goes onside kick and bounce right off the hands of Dustin Terrell. and Greenville recovers at the Litchfield 45. Man, that hit him right in the hands.
Basically, more of a squib kick, not true just onside, but it hit the Litchfield Panther so hard it bounced right back to Greenville. Made an easy play for them.
The onside kick recovery, and Greenville will start at the Litchfield 46-yard line, leading 27-0. The Comets back on the offensive attack here. Harnischer will work from shotgun, a four-receiver set, two each side of the formation. He will hand off to Matthews. Hunter Matthews running left, runs through one, jumps over another, and he is into the end zone for the touchdown. One play, 46 yards, Matthews' third touchdown of the quarter. This a 46-yarder. Three one-play touchdown drives for Greenville.
So Hunter Matthews, six carries now, Tim. 130 yards already for the football game with three touchdowns.
That makes it 33-0 Greenville. As Prater will come on for the try now. His last kick was blocked. His first three were low, but good. The snap is back. Oh, it's low. The hold is down. The kick is low again, but it sneaks over the crossbar. And with a minute 54 to play in the opening quarter, Greenville leads Litchfield 34-0. You're listening to High School Football on WSMI. All right, thanks, Jennifer. It was just a matter of time before Jen got her Cardinals update in there. A little mid-range kick goes through the wickets of Alex Fisher. Check that Nathan White, I think. He picks it up, and he's going to be wrapped up at the 10, driven back into his own end zone. It was Fisher. It's just great pursuit down the field that time by the Greenville Special Teams unit.
Man, another one of those scary plays, Tim. You got seven Comets coming down on this kid. He's on his own back there as all the blockers are already way upfield.
105 seconds for the first quarter. Litchfield spotted at their own 10-yard line, trailing 34-0. Carlinville put 44 on him in the first quarter. Walsh from shotgun has pressure, and he is sacked. Is he out of the end zone? Nope. Safety. That'll make it 36-0 as Walsh takes the sack in the end zone. Now Greenville going to get a free kick with a minute 37 to play in the opening quarter. And that pocket collapsed in a hurry, Carlos.
Yes, it did. My gosh, that's what? They were on the 9-yard line, and it's like he just went back to the goal line and got sacked with no protection at all that time.
And remember, Blake Balestri, their freshman center, out of the ball game with what appeared to be a pretty significant left leg injury. He sits over on the bench right now. That left leg just fully extended. He will not be returning tonight. And when you're thin on numbers anyway, Carl, when you start losing starting linemen.
Linemen on both sides,
the depth
yes.
just isn't there. And that's the key to any successful football team is the depth. The next man up mantra, you hear it so much in football, and unfortunately for Litchfield, there really isn't a next man.
There's not a next man for every position, no. They do not have an extra man for every position.
Seven Panthers are already out tonight for a variety of reasons, but most of them due to injury. They've already lost Balestri here in the opening quarter. Hartzell's kick. It's a nice kick. It's going to go to the 40-yard line, be hauled in. Full head of steam at the 50 by Kalaus, and he is plowing his way into Litchfield territory inside the 40 down to about the 38. As Greenville will start in Litchfield territory for the second straight time. Will Harnischer will bring the Comet offense back onto the field, 89 seconds for the first quarter of play. Jennifer Graham's going to have a game break for us following this first Comet snap. Hillsborough Gillespie coming up next here on FM 106. That is a playoff elimination game with both teams sitting at 1-3. Good news for Gillespie. They've already played Carlinville, Pena, and Vandalia. Handoff, left side, running hard, full head of steam. I think that was Jack Woods. It was. Boy, that was a pop down there as he's brought down at the 30 after a gain of 8. Greenville quickly to the line here as Harnacher is ready to go with 70 seconds for the first quarter. They will hand to Woods again, running right, cutting back left, running over would-be Panther tacklers down to the 11, and Greenville's into the Seavers Equipment red zone. Score big with JCB at Seavers Equipment, online at SeaversEquipment.com. And let's go to Jennifer Graham with the WSMI game break. All right, Jennifer, thank you very much. So a good game in Panther with the Panthers leading the Bulldogs 14-7. Here with exactly 1 minute to play in the opening quarter, Litchfield has taken a timeout with the Comets leading 36-0. We'll come back to Greenville High School following these messages on WSMI. Following the Panther timeout, first and 10 for Greenville at the 11-yard line, and I think Litchfield came across early. We'll get the signal here, but it looked like they jumped on the defensive line, and they did. So that'll be a free 5 yards. Move the football down to the 6 yard line. Half a second came off the clock.
Ball put down to the 6 yard line. It'll be first and 5 for the Comets.
The safety for Greenville made it 36-0, and then off the free kick, they are moving right down the field after starting at the Litchfield 38. They will hand it off straight up the middle. That is Woods, and he is shy of the goal line. Down at the 1. Gain of 5. 45 seconds for the quarter. Greenville will have to run another play here. Boy, they are to the line quickly. Harnacher will take the shotgun snap. He will hand to Woods, and he will dive into the end zone off the left side for a Greenville touchdown. Comes with 34 seconds to play in the first quarter. It's a 4-play drive covering 38 yards. 3 1-play touchdown drives, a 2-play drive, a 3-play drive, and now a 4-play drive.
And Wood did all the work in that one, plus the 5-yard penalty.
It's a 1-yard touchdown officially with 34 seconds to play in the opening quarter and makes it 42-0 as Prater on for the try. All his kicks have been low. One has been blocked. This one, much better height on it and right through. And the extra point is good. 43-0, Greenville leading Litchfield with 34 seconds to play in the first quarter. We'll come back to Greenville High School following these messages on WSMI. 43-0, Greenville leading as the kick is away. It's down the left side, going to be fielded by Fisher off a hop at about the 20. As Alex lowers his head, gets out across the 30 to the 33. 26 seconds for the first quarter. Just joining us, Blake Balestri injured his left leg. He was grabbing the back of his knee. He had to be helped off the field. He was very slow to get off the field to play with the assistance of two coaches. He was their starting center and a starting defensive lineman as well. And since he left, Carl, we saw a quick safety where Walsh had no time. And if your starting center's a freshman, that tells you something about what's going on up front. Tipped pass, nearly intercepted. Logan Dahl got his big mitts on that to deflect it away. Clock will stop with 22 seconds to play in the first quarter.
Yes. Lose a freshman? You didn't bring in an eighth grader, did you? Or a seventh grader?
Just going to be, has been, and will continue to be that type of year for Litchfield, as they didn't know they were going to have a varsity football season until the Monday of the first week of the season. 7 kids out tonight, most of them due to injuries. Litchfield gets a quick start. Alex Fisher, that was a good false start there, Carl. He got his money's
worth.
False started, then he ran his pattern and then turned around looking for the football.
And he was open.
He was open. Let's go to our WSMI studios. Jennifer Graham has a game break. Thank you very much, Jennifer. Walsh going to air it out and overthrew his receiver by about 15 yards that time as Fisher was locked up with the cornerback that time for Greenville, as that was Charles Giller.
Well, Clayton Walsh shows he's got a strong arm for the Litchfield Panthers.
Good
and
spiral.
They got some receivers can get downfield. Time is a huge issue, but, you know, that's really your best play is just to go for broke a lot of times on deep passes.
So I'm draw a couple of penalties on the first drive of the game. Greenville committed four penalties that saw Litchfield work all the way down into the Seavers equipment red zone before the drive stalled out. Shotgun snap low. Walsh picks it up. He's going to throw deep, and a little bit of miscommunication that time. His wide receiver ran an out pattern. That was Fisher, and Walsh threw it deep. And that's going to bring up fourth down and about 15 with 9 seconds for the opening quarter. 43 points put on the board here in the opening quarter by Greenville. They scored on their very first offensive snap. It was a 56-yard touchdown from Will Harnacher to Isaac Green. And Greenville has not looked back since that point. Hartzell will punt. Oh, he slipped on the punt. It's actually Austin DeWitt, I do believe. Somehow he still got away a pretty good kick. And a great tackle made down there by Nathan White as he avoided the massive stiff arm. But White, hanging on for dear life, able to get the return man down on the ground. That was well done on multiple fronts, Carl. DeWitt slipped when he punted it, still got it away. Yep. And then White, I don't know how he held on.
He did a great job. Like I say, it's not like they don't put out effort. I mean, they make some good plays. They just lack a little size and, well, actually a lot of size. That's the key.
That is the problem for Litchfield. After one quarter, the Greenville Comets lead the Purple Panthers 43-0. We'll come back to Greenville High School for second quarter action following these messages on WUSMI. Jennifer Graham, thank you very much. Hillsborough and Gillespie coming up next here on FM 106. We also have Fighting Illini football on the Tally Broadcasting Stations tonight as they are hosting Penn State under the lights at Memorial Stadium in Champaign. Their kickoff coming just past the top of the hour on 105.3 The Ox. Pregame coverage underway right now. The handoff goes to Jack Woods, left side, and he will power his way into Litchfield territory down to the 48 for a gain of 7.
Neiman and King with the tackle for Litchfield.
Clock running, just underway, second quarter.
6 on the play, second and 4.
They will hand off to Woods, new quarterback in for the Comets, Woods, as Woods gets down inside the 40 to the 39. Gain of 9. Greenville quickly to the line. Tommy Baker, the young sophomore in at quarterback now for Greenville, still playing fast. First and 10 for the Comets. They will hand to Woods again. He will run right side again. And Jack Woods, the junior tailback, dives inside of the 35 down to the 34, gain of 5. Well, Greenville is playing fast right now. They are getting to the line before the officials could even get the ball set for play. Woods again. Jack Woods powers his way. He has a first down as he gets to the Litchfield 27-yard line and a gain of 7.
First and 10
as the Comets will now sub Woods out. Tanner Sidwell will check in, and Sidwell will get the carry immediately, and he gets hit immediately. Good pressure that time up front for Litchfield. As in on the stop was Dylan Maxwell for the Purple Panthers. That was a gain of just 1 down to the 26.
Gain of 1 on the play, second and 9.
Baker, the shotgun snap was low. Baker going to have to tuck and run to the left. He will turn the corner, and he will get close to the sticks. It will depend on the spot on the far side of the field. I think he's going to be short. Yep, he stepped out of bounds, several yards shy of the first down. The ball will be spotted right at the 19. Greenville back in the Seavers Equipment red zone. Score big with Case IH at Seavers Equipment online at SeaversEquipment.com. I've been in a red combine all week, Carl.
All week long.
Baker on the keeper, going to bounce it outside, and he will find his way into the end zone for the touchdown. Tommy Baker showed off his legs that time. He was able to bounce it outside for a 19-yard touchdown. And it comes with 9:35 to play in the first half.
Of course, Hunter Matthews seems to be getting to take the break after he had 100 and 30 yards. Then Jack Woods kind of took over the running game. He had 54 yards. And now the quarterback, Baker, 33, and he's got a touchdown.
Now Prater on for the point after. Drew Fry will hold. Kicking towards the west end zone. Snap is back. The hold is down. The kick is up, and it is good. So with 9:35 to play in the first half, it is 50-0. The Greenville Comets leading the Litchfield Purple Panthers. We'll come back with the Greenville kickoff following these messages on WSMI. All right, thanks, Jennifer. Staunton hanging tough in Pena tonight as the kickoff is away to Alex Fisher. Fields it on a bounce and a nice return out across the 35 to about the 37 as he was wrapped up right around his ankles that time by Carter Kessinger. And if Kessinger doesn't make that tackle, Fisher had the corner.
Alex Fisher's had a couple good returns in this football game for the Litchfield Panthers.
And Carl, I remember when you were in Carlinville in week three, Alex Fisher had one of the great hustle chase plays you will ever see when the game was well out of reach. It was 52-0, just like a minute and a half to go. And he chased down a would-be Carlinville touchdown all the way from the other side of the field and kept him out of the end zone. And you alluded to it earlier. There will be no quit in Litchfield. They will keep playing as hard as they can. Oh, off the deflection. The catch is made. It was tipped by Jonathan Barnes. Found its way into the hands of Nathan White out across the 40 to the 41. It's a gain of four. Great concentration that time from White.
Again, it looks like a better game than that when you first look, and it's amazing. You look up, and it's only a four-yard gain.
And that is just the problem for Litchfield, Carl. They just have trouble gaining chunks of yards, and a good play for Litchfield is 2 or 3 yards. Walsh will work from shotgun. 8 minutes for the first half. Walsh looking to throw. He will throw out in the flat. Catch is made by White. Nice open field tackle immediately by Kessinger as White is brought down at the 43-yard line. Gain of two. And that's another play, Carl, that well-designed, well-executed, but the speed just isn't there for Litchfield to turn it into a significant gain.
You're hoping on those kind of plays to gain 5+ yards, really.
Walsh will work from guns, 7.5 minutes for the first half. 50-0, Greenville. And Fisher started early again. That's the second or third time he's done that tonight. He's not happy with himself at all. Either he is working off a different snap count or he's just that anxious. But his reaction is that of he's not false starting. He's thinking this ball is being snapped.
Right. He's trying to get that quick jump and use his speed.
So that'll move it back inside the 40 at the 39 of Litchfield. 6:50 for the first half. Walsh from shotgun. Straight back in the pocket, has a little bit of time, going to throw out in the flat. The defender for Greenville fell down. Fisher was open, but the ball was high. And, Carl, that is a byproduct of consistent pressure.
That's I was going to say that too, Tim. A lot of it, he looks very sharp early in the game, but then he's getting chased and throwing on the run, and then he doesn't get his feet set even when he has time.
And, Carl, you see that at the college level and even
absolutely
in the pro level where when a quarterback is consistently under siege.
They have happy feet there.
Yeah, and the clock gets a little quicker in their head, and the ball gets off target and high, and that's what happened there for Walsh and the Panthers. 4th and 8, Litchfield will go from their own 39-yard line. 6 minutes for the first half. Clock is running. Walsh going to throw deep over the middle. Incomplete. Nicely thrown football, but that was a good double coverage by the Greenville Comets as they were blanketing Alex Fisher. Well-thrown ball, Carl. He led Fisher, but that was well covered by Greenville.
Right, and that's another factor. You got good coverage. You got some speed on this Litchfield offense, but then again, you're also playing a Greenville team that's a playoff poly-bound team for sure.
And the speed for Litchfield is not the same as the speed for Greenville, certainly not the speed for Carlinville.
Yeah, I was going to say, even if the speed's almost the same, then the size is like a 40-pound difference with the same speed.
When you decide to play a varsity football season in the South Central Conference with less than 30 kids, this
it's
is
tough.
What happens. They will hand it off. Not much there. Litchfield did a good job to shut that off. I think that was Sidwell on the carry. Picked up a couple of yards down to the 38. And it's going to set up second and about seven inside of 5 minutes for the first half. Tommy Baker looking to the sideline for the play. Play clock is not running yet as Greenville has slowed their pace a little bit. They've been getting to the line extremely fast, even with their backup quarterback in the ballgame. 4.5 minutes for the first half. Baker works from shotgun. He will hand to Sidwell. Oh, he lost his footing as he went to make his cut. He's going to lose a couple of yards back at the 40. You could just see his feet come out from underneath him.
Seen the hole, but feet didn't want to go. Slipped right down.
Of course, there was some rain early this morning scattered around the listening area. 4 minutes for the first half. Field could be a little bit dewy as well. Oh,
absolutely.
With these conditions.
And moisture, a lot of humidity. A lot of places got some pretty good rain, too. More south from our area.
Baker on the quarterback keeper, going to run right, gets away from a shoulder tackle, tries to cut back left. He lost his footing a little bit, and he is down shy of the 35 at about the 37, a gain of 3. And it's going to bring up fourth down for Greenville. 3.5 minutes for the first half. We'll see how the Comets want to play this. Offense will stay on the field. It's going to be fourth and about six for Greenville. Baker wants to get Sidwell behind him. A little bit of confusion for the Comets. It's going to be a little pooch punt as the left-footed Baker going to kick it away, takes a Litchfield bounce, and Greenville will touch it down as it will wind up out across the 20 at the 22-yard line. And that's where Litchfield will take over first and 10, and it is a running clock here in the first half. We saw that against Carlinville in week 3, and Carl, it's unorthodox to have it, but it's certainly the right thing to do.
It is, and you got your JV, or at least a big portion of them out there with Greenville now going against Litchfield. And this is when Litchfield actually gets a chance to, learn a little more on the football field.
The problem is they're beaten down and exhausted.
Absolutely.
For the first quarter.
By that time.
Shotgun snap to Walsh. Almost ran into his own man. Now he's going to tuck and run. Walsh makes a man miss on the far sideline. That might be Litchfield's biggest gain of the night as Walsh got probably about 5 yards.
Well, let's just give him 4. You know how it is. It looks better than it is, or some way, somehow.
So it'll be second down and 6 inside of 2 minutes. Jennifer Graham will have our halftime show coming up here. She'll have scores from around the area for you right here on WSMI FM 106, 100 seconds for the first half. Walsh from shotgun, flushed out of the pocket. He's in trouble, and he is sacked. Back around the 20-yard line. That's going to be about a 9-yard loss. As Clayton Walsh that time had no time. The Greenville rush got there immediately. 80 seconds for the first half. 50-0 Greenville. It was 43-0 after one quarter. 3 1-play touchdown drives for the Comets. 56-yarder, a 73-yarder, and a 46-yarder. Walsh from gun again. Pressure again over the middle. Off of Fisher's hands. Incomplete. Good coverage on the play that time from Greenville's Charles Giller. That'll bring up fourth down at about 14. 50 seconds for the half. And you would think Litchfield would punt this football away at their own 19. Fourth and 14, 40 seconds for the half. But I don't think they're going to. They're going to go. Play clock at 20, game clock at 28. Walsh from shotgun. He's going to be flush to his left. He's going to roll, and he's going to run. He might pick up the first down. Clayton Walsh, little stutter step, and he did. He picked up the first down out across the 35 and the 36. By far, Litchfield's biggest gain of the night, a pickup of 16 yards on 4th and 14.
That is the biggest gain for the Panthers of the game.
And he had a lot of green grass out in front of him, and his eyes probably got as big as silver dollars. As Litchfield takes a timeout with 2.8 seconds. Remember, it's a running clock, so he went out of bounds. So the half would have ended. So Litchfield uses a timeout to give themselves one more offensive snap. And, Carl, it's just good to see something positive for Litchfield.
And that's basically, when they get a chance to do this, they move the ball a little bit. They did against the Cavalier second team, too. And I think that at least gives them – kind of some hope of what will be the future maybe for themselves.
We talked about it coming in on the Pizza Man pregame show that, honestly, Litchfield knows that going in to each week, they're not going to win
versus
the varsity game.
Right.
But can they learn? Can they stay positive? And I think most importantly, can they play hard? They have certainly continued to play hard as we are into week five of the season. And when we saw them against Cromville in week three, there was no quit. There's been no quit here tonight. You haven't really seen the frustration on the surface anyway. I'm sure inside, internally, I'm sure they're very frustrated and upset because nobody likes to get beat like they've gotten beat here throughout the year. But they are continuing to show the effort and the intensity. Last play of the half, Walsh will roll. He's got green grass. He has another first down. He's across midfield, makes a man miss, and he will get down to the Greenville 45-yard line. That'll wind up being a gain of 19 yards on the final play of the half. So, Carl, in a half that saw not a lot of positive things, although I think probably more positives for Litchfield in that first half than you would expect in a 50-0 game. There were some moments for the offense, but certainly the way the half ended, good for Litchfield.
Good for Litchfield. Got a little movement going. They had the opening drive with the penalties basically. Got down into close to a red zone. So that was good to see, but, yeah, that didn't last long, did it? After that, Comets really hit high gear on the offense.
A 50-0 first half lead for the Greenville Comets over the Litchfield Purple Panthers. Coming up in 30 seconds, Jennifer Graham will have your halftime show. Tim Myers, Carl DeBar back here at Greenville High School at the half. Greenville leading Litchfield 50-0 as we'll have a running clock for the entirety of the second half. Stay tuned. Gillespie and Hillsborough coming up next here on FM 106. That'll be a heck of a ball game, Carl, as both teams 1-3. So the winner of that game will still have a realistic chance at the playoffs, whereas the loser, although will not be officially eliminated, they will have to win out.
Yeah. When you have to win out, you're in trouble this early in the season.
Now, for Gillespie, they have already played Carlinville, Vandalia, and Pena.
Got to love that. The fact that your schedule's definitely favors you.
And remember, they went, to Vandalia the first week of the year. Almost got the win. And you look at what Vandalia has done since then. Man, that was a prime opportunity for Gillespie to spring the upset in week one. That would have been the win of the year if they could have pulled it off.
As it turns out, most likely. So, Comets look like they're getting into shape. Of course, they're only 2-2.
Yeah.
We talk about them, but they've also had to play the Vandalia and Painters of the world.
Those are the two losses.
So, they still have the Cavaliers coming. That should be, I think, a pretty good ball game.
That'll be week 9. Of course, Cromwellville lost here. That was the only regular season loss a year ago. Against Greenville. Those two schools, they have played some dandies over the years. We talked about that dominant run Greenville had for 10 years. Cromwellville played them tough. Beat them several times on that run. So we are set for the start of the second half here. Greenville received the football to start, so they will kick off to start the third quarter, and Litchfield's offense will be back on the field after they got some positive momentum on their last two plays of the half. It is teed up at the 40, and Cameron Gaffner has it ready to go.
Now watch Alex Fisher. He's had a couple shots at big games, but he won't get a shot here.
Low line drive, Squibber dove on top of at the 31-yard line. That ball might have gone out of bounds, but Nathan White wasn't going to take any chances. Dove on top, and Litchfield will take over at their own 22-yard line.
Well, Nathan White, you look at him. What's his size, Tim? Because that's your tight end.
5'7", 150.
Okay, that's not normal high school tight end.
No.
But
no, it's not.
Good hands.
Yeah, right.
As we've seen, he had that deflected pass, caught that in there on the squib kick.
And that's the thing about Litchfield. They've all got their skill,
got
but
some
just
skill.
Not necessarily skilled for the positions they're being asked to play.
Well, that's true. Or on both sides, put it that way.
Walls pressured and sacked. Did
and that
not
is
have
the Achilles
much time. As yeah. in there quickly was Tanner Sidwell. That's going to move the football back inside the 25.
Back to the 23.
That's a 23.
Brings up a second and 18.
I had the starting position wrong, obviously, as that's a loss of 8. So they started at the 31.
And that's
back
just
to
it.
The 23.
They're five. They're 9 yards down. He didn't take a step up or back. He's 8 yards deep and still getting hit awfully quick.
Panthers will come to the line now. Second and 18. 10.5 minutes. For the third quarter, Greenville has their second string on the field. You can tell the size difference there, Carl. More of a matchup with Litchfield. Over the middle, it is caught, but wrapped up quickly by Isaiah Childerson.
Ball's loose, but
ball
it's after
loose.
Whistle.
They're going to call forward progress stop, though. Fisher made the catch out at the 30 for a gain of 7. And this is where Litchfield physically at least has more
right.
of an even matchup here. Third down and about 12 for Litchfield inside of 10 minutes for the third quarter. Purple Panthers have not scored yet on the year. Been outscored 265-0 at this point. Walsh from shotgun. Has a little bit of time now. He's flushed and pressured. Sacked. The ball is out, and Litchfield got on top of it. But it's going to be a big loss back at the 16-yard line, a loss of 14 on the play. Going to bring up fourth down and a mile. That time Walsh just trying to make a play, had the football jarred loose late. .905 for the third quarter as Litchfield going to punt. I believe it'll be Austin DeWitt on the punt for the Panthers. Puts his left foot to it. Nice kick and a bounce at the 44, and it's going to stop right there. DeWitt had one of the better punts you'll ever see, Carl, in that first half when his plant foot went out from underneath him and he still got the football away.
Got more distance that way somehow.
So the Comet offense back on the field. Tommy Baker leads Greenville back onto the field. He saw a lot of action in the first half of play. As Sidwell will be the tailback off his left shoulder. Baker from shotgun, a four-receiver set, two on each side of the formation. They will hand to Sidwell, and he fights and churns his way inside of the 45, down to about the 43. Gain of about 2. Made the first man miss in the hole. Got a couple yards out of it. Auburn against North Mac next week, Carl. That's where we'll be, a good old Sangamo Conference battle, as those really have two rivals.
Boy, and we've seen both Auburn and North Mac in some fun playoff games, haven't we?
Absolutely.
Just the last few years.
Of course, there's been a couple years where North Mac has sprung the upset on Auburn. Before North Mac really got going there a few years ago, they beat Auburn a couple times when Auburn had a very powerful team. Oh, the ball is fumbled. Baker and Sidwell didn't handle it cleanly. Does Litchfield have it? They think they do. Have the Panthers recovered the turnover? We'll wait for the official signal, and nope. I think Greenville got on top, and we've got an injured Litchfield player down. At the bottom of that pile, an injured Purple Panther. To his feet now, that is Dustin Terrell. He's a senior lineman. He's going to hobble off the field under his own power.
And that's just your old pileups, which gets every player sometimes.
Nothing you can do about that.
No. You got that fumble, and everybody goes for it.
You got the scrum for the football, and just kind of a mass of humanity at the bottom of that pile.
Unfortunately, yeah, a lot of times it'll be your own player that gets you diving in on the play.
That seems to be a pretty consistent theme. Fighting Illini football airing right now on 105.3 The Ox. Illinois taking on 10th-ranked Penn State tonight at Memorial Stadium in Champaign. Live right now on 105.3 The Ox. Stay tuned. Hillsborough and Gillespie locked in a good battle over in Gillespie. We'll have that broadcast next here on WSMI FM 106. Of course, streaming at WSMIRadio.com through our friends at Network One Sports. Handoff goes to Sidwell. Oh, he dashes through the line. He is going to be untouched into the receiver's equipment end zone and now into the end zone for the touchdown. Through the red zone, into the end zone. It's 56-0 with 6:43 to play. Sidwell untouched for 41 yards.
Well, that's another running back of the Greenville Comets to add to the touchdown list, along with Matthews, Woods, Sidwell, and Baker.
So three different running backs and their backup quarterback have all scored rushing the football. That's Prater on for the extra point try. Baker will hold. Baker waits for the snap. Play clock at 15. The snap is back. The hold is down. Prater's kick is up, and it is good. 6:42 for the third quarter. Greenville on the scoreboard again. 57-0 they lead it over Litchfield. We're back to Greenville High School following these messages on WSMI. All right, Jennifer, thank you very much. And Carl, the Greenville cheerleaders are going to sleep well tonight. They do jumping jacks for every point that Greenville scores, so they're in the midst of 56 of them right now.
Uh-huh.
Short kickoff fielded by Nathan White, and he's going to do a nice piece of balancing to get out to the 40-yard line, and that's where Litchfield will start, first and 10. Greenville's cheerleaders started the jumping jacks after the touchdown, Carl, and they just now finished after the kickoff.
And let's face it, they're secretly hoping this game ends quickly.
Yeah. They have been busy tonight. Of course, Greenville scored in the first offensive snap of the ball game. It was a 56-yard bomb from Harnacher to Isaac Green. It was a perfectly thrown football from Will right into the breadbasket of Isaac Green, who was untouched for the touchdown. Here's Clayton Walsh now. He will hand it off, and Fisher going to be tackled well in the backfield by Sidwell. They tried that little end-around run and just nothing doing it, Carl. That's a play where you have to have the blocking, and Litchfield didn't have it. Loss of 10. Five and a half minutes for the third quarter. Mentioned Hunter Neiman is now number 40 for Litchfield. He started the year wearing number 64 as an offensive guard, Carl, and now he's a starting running back. He is on the field right now for the Purple Panthers. He is split out in the right slot. Walsh going to throw left. Oh, it's intercepted. Nice pick, and it's going to be ran back for the touchdown. That is Jonathan Barnes. Walsh never saw him. That was a great play by Jonathan Barnes on the pick six. Good hands.
Good hands, and now we get to see it. The cheerleaders.
Oh, the cheerleaders like, blast! More jumping jacks.
They're waiting to see if the extra point is good.
They are rooting against their
extra
fellow
point.
Classmate Prater here. They don't want to see it go through. They've already got 62.
Yeah, the one's not going to matter much, is it?
Yeah, I guess you're right about that.
They're just hoping they don't go for two.
Prater will come on now for the try.
He has been so consistent. I mean, just 1 yard over the upright. He had one pretty much up the middle.
Yeah.
But almost all of them have been line drives about a yard plus above the upright, and that's it.
Good power leg, but just not much height on them. The snap is back. The hold is down. Prater's kick low again. Good again. It's like a line drive.
That one was less than a yard higher than the upright. And you know what's funny? The low snap is when he hit the high kick.
Well, that's interesting.
Remember?
Yeah.
In the first half, he had the bad snap, and he got the nice high kick over for
they're
the extra
so
point.
So low, they're almost skimming off the top of the helmet.
Yes.
And getting a little
well,
extra
height. I'm surprised they don't have a little blocking problem on that.
Well,
Haven't seen the cheerleaders fire up here.
I think they're getting ready to go in here in a minute. 4:52 for the third quarter. 63-0 Greenville. Back with the Comet Kickoff following these messages. The Comet Kickoff is away. It's returned out across the 35-yard line. Pete Jackson with the return right there. And, Carl, you asked for the jumping jacks, and you got them.
I did indeed. And?
They got a ways to go.
This quarter might be over before before they get done.
It's 63-0. They just did 56 of them. Now they're getting set for 63 of them. Well into the hundreds, and they get a that's one of the biggest ovations we've had all night when they complete their 63 jumping jacks. Clayton Walsh now.
What, they count by
back
five?
Back in the shotgun. Oh, he's pressured. Steps up in the pocket. He's going to roll to the right. Now run. Around the corner. He has a first down. He's across the 50. Still down the sideline. Out of bounds. Inside the Greenville 40. Where will they mark him out on that far sideline? The 37-yard line. A very nice gain that time for Clayton Walsh. His third big run of the night. So we had, at the end of the first half, had a 19-yarder, and I think he outdid himself on that one. All sorts of green grass on the far side of that field. 22, you're calling it?
Best run. Puts him in, again, out of the hole.
All right.
Was in the hole from the sack before.
In positive yardage. Walsh, shotgun snap. Oh, he's pressured, gets away. Going to set, throw over the middle, and incomplete. Just a little bit short of his intended target. White tried to come back with a dive and haul it in, but it short-hopped him. 3 minutes for the third quarter. This is what we're talking about with Litchfield, though, Carl. There's no quit in them. You don't see them hanging their heads. You don't see them drooping their shoulders. They sprint back to the huddle and get ready for the next play, which that's all that Tom Priddle and his staff can ask for, is that his kids just keep plugging along. Just worry about the next play. Forget about the last play and just focus on the next play. We'll have a game break with Jennifer Graham coming up here after this Litchfield snap on 2nd and 10. Ball spotted at the Greenville 37. First drive of the game, the Panthers got down into the Severs Equipment red zone. Nothing since. Walsh going to roll right, and Greenville ready for it this time. A short gain down to about the 36. Here's the game break with Jennifer Graham. All right, Jennifer Graham, thank you very much. Litchfield facing 3rd and 9, 1:45 for the third quarter. Ball spotted at the Greenville 36-yard line. Come on, Panthers, get yourself a first down here. Walsh going to throw in the flat, caught by Fisher. He turns it upfield at the 30. He has the Litchfield first down inside the 25, down to about the 23. We'll call it a gain of 13. And finally, some open space for Alex Fisher out in the flat. And he did a nice job to turn it upfield and lower his shoulder for extra yardage.
That'll be his third catch of the game. 21 total yards so far.
1:15 for the third quarter. Litchfield looking for the first points of the season. Had a good chance on their opening drive. This might be their best chance, though, because that drive was aided by a bunch of penalties. Now they're moving the football on their own volition. Ball spotted at the 23, 1st and 10. Walsh, shotgun snap. Over the middle, that's going to be a flag. Should be, as the receiver wound up on his back. There it is. Hartzell was coming over the middle. He was open, and then he got trucked down. So that'll be a pass interference penalty on the Greenville Comets. That might be their first flag since the opening series.
Well, they had a bunch of the opening series, I'll tell you that. No, they had 5 total for 60 yards in that first half, so that'll be one thing the coach might talk up to him about. There's always something.
You got to find something. 25 seconds for the third quarter. So they will step this penalty off. That's the thing about the running clock, Carl. It goes even in situations like this. So we might run out of time in the third quarter as Litchfield's hustling to the line. They've set this ball so we can snap it. 10 seconds for the third quarter. Ball still not set. Now it's set. 7 seconds. Not ready for play. 5 seconds. Referee now says yes. 2 seconds. Does Litchfield get it off? Yes. No, they're going to blow it dead. They're not going to let him get the play off.
I don't know. That just didn't seem right.
Give it to him. That is 3 quarters in the book. Greenville 63, Litchfield nothing. The Panthers looking for their first points of the season when we come back to Greenville following these messages on WSMI. As we start the fourth quarter, Litchfield has entered the Seavers Equipment Red Zone. Mow like a pro with Xmark. Score big at Seavers. Online at SeaversEquipment.com. Their second trip into the Seavers Equipment Red Zone tonight.
Second trip. Let's see if they can make this one pan out.
But first this time, Carl, they're doing it moving the football, down. Not with Greenville penalties.
Right.
First and 10 at the 12. Walsh will hand it off. Inside, Fisher plowing his way. He is down around the 5-yard line. It'll be second down there. .11:40 for the ball game. This is the best scoring chance Litchfield has had, certainly tonight, probably all season. Second and 7. They can get a first down without a touchdown. They will hand to Fisher up the gut. He dives. Is he in? Touchdown, Litchfield. Their first point of the season. Good job, Panthers. Alex Fisher gets into the end zone as Litchfield gets an ovation from Panther and Comet fans alike. Great drive for the Purple Panthers.
7-yard touchdown run for the Panthers.
Alex Fisher has Litchfield's first points of the season. Comes on a 7-yard run right up the middle. Now the Panthers will go for two. Walsh looking in zone, and it is caught. The 2-point conversion is good as he found Nathan White in the back right of the end zone. White holds the ball straight up over his head in celebration and flips it to the official, and that is great to see. Litchfield's first points of the year. Greenville leads 63-8. We'll come back with the Purple Panther kickoff following these messages on WSMI. All right, thank you, Jennifer. Litchfield on the board. Now the Greenville return man slipped and caught the ball on his knee, so he will be down right there. That was Isaiah Childerson. But, Carl, that was a nice drive from Litchfield. They did a lot of good things on that series.
They did indeed, and the right people got involved because quarterback Walsh has had a tough day. He had a little time. Nice touch on that little 2-point conversion throw to a guy that's made some great catches, Nathan White. And like we brought out, Alex Fisher has been hustling all game long. He gets Litchfield's first touchdown.
Fisher got the touchdown and a run up the middle. And that 2-point conversion, that was just a beautiful-looking football play.
That's what you can do when you have time in the backfield.
Greenville keeps it on the ground, running right. Not much there. As the carry, another runner for Greenville, Jaron Weber, fourth different tailback we've seen carry the football. And it's just good, Carl, just for the psyche of Litchfield and just everything they've been through this year to finally get points. I mean, that will be something positive that they have not been able to take out of their first four games. When you get shut out and don't score, boy, it just makes it seem even worse. No matter how many points you give up, if you can at least get something on your side of the scoreboard, man, that is just mentally just totally different when you've been through what they've been through.
What they've been through, yes. That was like the Christmas present.
Right.
Early, obviously.
A run right up the middle, and Litchfield stuffs it up. And I would think, Carl, that now the Litchfield defense is going to have a little pep in their step. As they've stuffed two Greenville runs here, it's going to be 3rd and 7. That one went for no gain. 9.5 minutes for the ball game. Well, if Litchfield could score a touchdown and then get a 3-and-out. Defense certainly hasn't had too many 3-and-outs this year. They've given up a lot of one-play touchdown drives. But the 3-and-outs have been limited. Litchfield almost jumped. Oh, they rushed the quarterback, and they sack Baker. A big loss back inside the 15. They might mark him right at the 15, maybe the 14. It'll be at least a loss of 8. Boy, they had that snap count timed perfectly, and they're going to send Greenville 3-and-out. That's great to see from Litchfield. Score a touchdown, you get a 3-and-out. Now get greedy, Carl. Why not return a punt for a touchdown?
Absolutely. Well, if nothing else, good return is going to have excellent field position.
Alex Fisher waiting on the Greenville side of the field. The Comets going to have to punt from near their own goal line. The snap is low. Baker gets it away. It's a low kick. Fisher going to play it on a hop, but it takes a cattywampus roll on him, and it's going to roll away, and he'll let it go. It's going to come to rest on the Greenville side of the field at the 48-yard line. So that's where Litchfield will take over. First and 10 with 8 minutes to play in the ballgame. 63-8 Greenville, but from Litchfield's perspective, they're actually now probably starting to have a little bit of fun.
It's fun to score.
It's fun to score. It's fun to get three and outs on defense. Just fun to have something positive happen for you. So Walsh will come to shotgun. He will hand it off. I think that's White. He's got a nice gain. He dives close to another first down. I think he's going to be a yard shy. That was Walsh on the keeper that time. Gain of 8 down to the 40.
And you can see where Walsh can be a quarterback, but he also has good feet for you, too, and good speed to run.
Blake Zumwalt has split out wide to the left. Wide to the right inside of 7 minutes for the half. As Walsh, nope, that is Fisher. He's going to pitch to Walsh. And Walsh takes a big lick, no gain on the play. So Alex Fisher now running quarterback. Walsh as the tailback. They've switched it up here with 6:40 to play in the ballgame. Now Fisher going to come off the field, I think. Or maybe he's going to get the play. He's going to go over and get the play. Boy, Fisher's uniform is not white anymore.
Yeah, he's had a full game, that's for sure. We mentioned his hustle out there. In other games, well, it's there every game.
Absolutely. Brings the effort. When you just keep plugging along, eventually some good things will happen, and Litchfield has seen some positive things here.
Walsh and Fisher have seen the tough side of the field, haven't they?
Oh, boy, they have.
Dirty
Fisher
going to
throw over the middle, tipped and incomplete. 6 minutes for the ball game. So the switch with Fisher at quarterback and Walsh at tailback. Litchfield scored in their last possession. It's 4th and 2 now for the Panthers. They need the Greenville 38 to keep the drive alive. When they can pick this up, Carl, they'll be working on 3 positive series in a row between the offense and the defense. Critical 4th down for Litchfield, just not anything to do with the outcome of the game, but just for their progression here. These are the types of things you want to be able to see a young team convert and pick up. It'll be Walsh back at quarterback now. Fisher the tailback. They will pitch to Fisher. Oh, he's running the wrong way. It's a halfback pass. Has a wide open man. Dropped. Oh, it would have been a touchdown. It would have been a touchdown. But Zumwalt could not hold it. Oh, man.
All alone.
Oh.
That's a scary feeling. It can be a great feeling, but not when you drop the football. That's tough.
He was too open.
He was too open, and that is true. There wasn't a Comet near him within 10, 15 yards.
Boy, oh, boy. And Fisher hit him right in the hands. And he had pressure right in his face.
Yeah, he kind of had to get rid of it before he wanted to, I believe.
He did a heck of a job to get that ball on target. Baker back at quarterback for the Comets. He will hand it off. The tailback carry goes to Weber. And Litchfield doing a good job of containing the running game here in the last couple of series. Short gain on that play of just 2 yards. 4 minutes for the ball game. Stay tuned. Hillsborough and Gillespie coming up next here on FM 106. That's a good competitive ball game over in Macoupin County tonight. The winner will still have a realistic chance at the playoffs. The loser will not be officially eliminated, but, man, they will be hard-pressed to be postseason bound. Baker from shotgun, 3.5 minutes for the ball game. Hand off to Weber, hit in the backfield and brought down. Good. Pursuit that time, Caleb Jurgena made the stop. Boy, he hit the running back in the backfield that time. And it almost got away from Jurgen, but he was able to hang on and get him down. 3:10 for the ball game. As this second half, Carl, is what we're talking about, no quit in Litchfield. They're playing just as hard as they were in the first half. The difference is they've got a better physical matchup.
Right. Size-wise, they're pretty much equal.
They're in the backfield again as Neiman almost made the stop, but he slowed up the ball carrier, and the Litchfield reserves got there and got him down. Dustin Terrell, good to see him back on the field after he limped off earlier. He was in on the stop along with Aaron Bunch. 2.5 minutes for the ball game, and this Litchfield defensive front is making much better progress here in the second half. When you're outsized and outstrength, there's just nothing you can do. But we're seeing when Litchfield has a more equal physical matchup, they're able to compete. Fourth down. Oh, a shank of a punt off the side of Baker's foot. It was caught by one of the Litchfield players. That's Austin Falk. Caught it about 10 yards away from the line of scrimmage. Actually, it might have been, it was Falk on the catch. And then he got tattooed as soon as he tried to turn upfield. That was a heck of a play for Falk, though.
Is indeed. Falk, a 5'5", 135-pound freshman.
Hello.
Yeah, but he made a great play,
didn't he?
And he's actually supposed to be an offensive lineman, defensive lineman. Nothing about wide receiver, but
looked like a good wide out there.
He might be looking to show his hands off.
We've seen Neiman go from the line to running back.
True.
Maybe Falk could go from line to wide out. 90 seconds for the ball game. So back-to-back three and outs for the Litchfield defense after their offense got their first score of the season. Now they got 70 seconds to work with here. Can they get into the end zone again?
Uh-oh.
Almost motion there. Walsh throwing. Deep looking for Fisher, overshot him. Fisher might have had a step on his defender that time. That was Carter Kessinger.
Still a pretty good pass. Under pressure, though. He did have to get rid of it.
Into the final minute. Stay tuned, Jennifer Graham. We'll have a little bit of a post game for you with some scores, and then on to our second game between Hillsboro and Gillespie. Of course, all the scores tomorrow morning, Spotlight on Sports at 7:30, then Sports Saturday at 9:03. We'll be talking with our area coaches, also new athletics director Louis Lang. He'll join us 9:30 tomorrow on Sports Saturday. Walsh flushed and sacked back inside the 40. He was looking downfield trying to make something happen, but eventually brought down. That might be the final play of the game unless Litchfield gets going quickly. 18 seconds for the ball game. Panthers coming to the line. Looks like they will be able to get another snap off. Third and 22. This could be and will be the final play of the game. Walsh going to unload deep, and it is incomplete. And that's how the ball game will come to a close. 63-8 is your final, but Litchfield closes on a high note. They score their first touchdown of the season, and their defense ends with 2-3 and outs. But it was all comments tonight. They led 43-0 after one, 50-0 at the half, and they win it tonight 63-8. We'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap it up from Greenville High School following these messages on WSMI. Welcome back to Greenville High School. The final, 63-8. The Comets win it. So Greenville now 3-2 on the year. Litchfield drops to 0-5. But Carl, from the Litchfield perspective, finally they have something positive they can take away, and it's not something that happened early in the game. It's something that happened late, so it's very fresh in their mind.
Fresh in their mind. They finally get off the bump of zero and score a touchdown. So, and add the two-point conversion. I think that added a little extra flavor, especially to the man who caught it, Nathan White, because he was really pumped up about that.
They broke the goose egg in style.
Yes, they did. Got the eight on there.
And I think, the touchdown was huge, obviously, because I hadn't scored at all this year. But for their defense to be able to come out after that and get a pair of three and outs, and we talked about it throughout the night, and it's it's really the story of Litchfield that their numbers are down. They have a bunch of undersized kids from the varsity level. But we saw when they got against Greenville's backups, they were able to get some penetration. They were able to make some plays in the open field. And that really is their problem as far as the varsity season goes. They just don't have the size, strength, and speed to contend with a lot of these powerful teams in the South Central. But we saw what they can do when they have equal size in front of them.
Oh, right. They seem like they have the skill. The skill is there to play football, but the size isn't. It's basically bottom line for the Litchfield Panthers against the varsity's number one line.
And you know, and that's the problem. When you play on Friday nights, you're judged on a varsity level. You know, if you want to play varsity football, you're going to be judged on a varsity level, and they're 0-5 on a varsity level, and it hasn't been pretty in a lot of the games. Well, in all the games, it hasn't been pretty, just to be perfectly frank. But I thought here tonight, we saw them in week three against Carlinville. I thought that they looked better in a lot of different aspects tonight than they did just 2 weeks ago. And when you have a young team, that's all you can hope for.
Yeah, it seemed like they had a little improvement. They actually had some continuity on the offense where they made certain plays. They did certain different running plays that worked for them, which normally they wouldn't even try, I don't think, in the varsity game against the number one varsity.
We saw good things out of Clayton Walsh at the quarterback position. When he was given time, he was able to put a good tight spiral on the football. Alex Fisher and Nathan White both had very busy ball games.
Yeah, Alex Fisher, he catches three passes for 21 yards, and of course he gets in the end zone for Litchfield with a 7-yard run. Then you look at Walsh, he throws for 34 yards, had to throw the ball away, I'd say, in that one stretch. I bet he threw, you know, he had about six incompletions, but about four or five of those weren't even attempts. They were just rolled out and threw away before he got sacked. So that's the factor that keeps Litchfield down. But Nathan White, also a big game, catches a two-point conversion. Also had three regular catches for 9 yards. And let's see, Hartzell had a catch for 4 yards. And like I say, rushing-wise, not too great. Clayton Walsh, if you don't count sacks against the player, probably had huge numbers, but officially ends up with only 13 in the positive. Take away 6 or 7 sacks that probably cost him over 80 yards.
Litchfield next week will be home to take on the Gillespie Miners. Greenville next week will be right back here to take on the Roxana Shell. Stay tuned. We're going to have the Hillsboro-Gillespie broadcast coming up for you next. I can tell you, it's a heck of a ball game. It is a tight ball game into the fourth quarter in Gillespie. We'll have the full broadcast coming up in just a matter of moments here on WQSMI FM 106. We want to thank all the great people at Greenville High School, Joe Allstad and his crew. Everyone treats us so great every time we come into Greenville, so we thank them for their hospitality. Of course, thanks to our football sponsors. Without them, none of these broadcasts are possible. Please get out, patronize the businesses you heard tonight on the broadcast. Without them, we're not able to bring you any high school sports on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. And the ultimate positive note of the night, Carl, is we heard on the way over, Terry Tote is home from the hospital.
And we're very happy about that. A tough battle he's gone through. Just like to see him get back to work. I know he wants to get back to work, and hope to see him next week.
Absolutely. So, Terry, know you're listening. Welcome home, buddy. Glad that you are home, probably sitting in his chair, relaxing tonight. So, Terry, great news to hear that you are out of the hospital and home. And as Carl said, can't wait to see you back at the radio station very, very soon. Thanks to David Jenkins. He took care of the Pizza Man pregame show under the weather tonight. Carl, he did it with 100-degree temperature.
Did it with 100-degree temperature. And possibly the most exhausted people is the 352 jumping jacks.
Is that what it was?
Of the Greenville Comets. 352.
Woo, go get a nice bottle of water and maybe a cold bath.
Woo. That's a workout.
352 jumping jacks. That'll do it when you score 63 points on the night. Thanks to Jennifer Graham. She produced tonight's action here on WQSMI FM 106. Stay tuned. We'll have the Gillespie Hillsboro broadcast on the way here on WQSMI FM 106. For Carl DeBar, I am Tim Mize. We say good night from Greenville.